We are holding on the Gimel Lamed Aleph. So a little recap after the Rashi's here. The Gemara had questioned why not learn from Miluim that we have to mafrish the Kohen for the Chag of Shmini Atzeres. We had a problem with the other regel because it's not the same as Miluim. There would be Mafrish the whole regel, which is 7 days, or Mafrish for a 7 day period, whereas Shmini Atzeres Lechor should be okay. It's only 1 day, and then the Gemara said Docha Dan to no, because you're Mafrish for the whole Chag. You're not Mafrish for Sukkot. But you're mafish for the tafel. This is the 1 day, which is only a tafel. Doesn't make sense. How can you not mafish for the chag, which is the ikker, and you're for sukkahs, and you're just mafish for the tafel? And then the Gemara says, hey, wait a minute, but maybe it's not so tafel. It's a shmini atzeres. It's a regular bifnei atzmo. And then the Gemara said, no, that's only by pazar kashav, by linen tashlumim. It's not, and therefore it's basically considered tafel because to the other chagas, if you don't bring the chagiga on the main part of the chag, then you bring it on shmini, as you can bring a shmini atzer b'diavet. So you see, it's tafel. So it's only considered regularly from the atzma legabe pazar kasha. Okay, so let's see the Rashi's now on that. What are these six things? So the first one is pay. That's the from the pazar. It says Rashi pais leatzmo means shein. Excuse me. Shein pais. Bepari achag, he tell a mishmaros. So call a mishmaros. Shonos mshalshos behen lefi cheshbon sidran. Because during the chagasukas, you don't make a separate pais for the parim that they bring. As many parim, it's on. It's a cycle that the mishmaros go through bringing them. They're shonos. They double up and triple up. They do it once, twice, three times, and it's a cycle. They don't do a separate pais every day. It's a difference. There's a pais here. You do a lottery on that as opposed to the rest of the days. So that's considered like a regular with Neatzmo. The design is Zman. Zman Latzmo. Levarach Shechianu. Do you make a Shechianu? You know, you say make the first day a Sukkah Shechianu, but the rest of the days you don't. But again, Shmini Atzeres, make Shechianu again. Regel atzmo, that's the reish, she'ein shem chag sukkas alav. It doesn't have the shame of chag sukkas, called shmini atzeres. I'm saying it's legabe, for instance, yale v'yavo. Right? You don't say chag sukkas is there, which we do for the rest of the chag. You say shmini atzeres. Okay, now the kuf is carbon latzmo. She'ein carbon shave l'chol sha'ar yemos ha'chag, she'kulam pari merubim, ve'elim shnaim, ve'arba sar kvasim. These are the korbanos for the rest of the chag, whereas Khan on Shmini Atzeres it's parachad v'ayal achad v'shiyu kvasim. It's a separate korbanos for that day. And Sheen stands for Shir, Shir liatzmo. She'ein Shiro shave l'chol shar Shiros yimei achag. Its Shir is different than the Shir shel yom that you say for the rest of the chag. Kol Shir yimei achag medaber me'ein gezel matnos anim. During the rest of the chag, the Shir has to deal with the idea of stealing the leket shichapeh, the matnas anim. V'otan shel chol hamoed mefarish mesechet sukkah whom behi. That's the rashi tei, the simon or whatever, to remember the shir shoyom for chol hamoed. Hey is havu l'shem, etc. Vav mem, each one's a letter help remember the shir that you say for the day. V'shel shmini atzeres einan main asif v'lo pirshu lanu ezeu ashiro. I understand what he means by me'ein asif, but he says that Shmini Atzeres is a different shir. It's not doesn't have to do with the matnas anim. The Rashi says we don't know what it is. We don't know what the shir is for Shmini Atzeres, but it's at least we know it's different. It's not the same as the dealing with matnas anim like the other rest of the chag. Some say that it's the lamatzeach al shminis, which is perik yud beis and tilim, and that's the Shia. Okay, lastly, the base is bracha liatzmo. Bracha sheim avarchim l'tfilas chai hamelech. The mefarsh bar tosefta de sukkah. Al sheim b'yom hashmini shalach es ha'am v'yivarchu es hamelech. So they used to bless the king. They used to make a bracha. They used to bless the king on Shmini Atzeres. And as they see from over there in Nach, by Shlomo, that on the eighth day they blessed Shlomo. So that's an Indian blessing the Melech on the eighth day. That's the bracha, and that's only by Shmini Atzeres. Okay, Tashlumi the Rishon, who Alma Tafel Didehu. So we see it's Tafel. It's just Hashlama. You didn't do it on the main part, the main on Sukkah. So then Bidiyevit, you can do it on Shmini Atzeres. You see, it's Tafel. Okay, now let's go back to where we are. Now the Gemara asked this question that someone here asked when we were learning it before. Ve'ema, so Latzeres. Why don't we're talking about being mafrish to Kohen, learning it from Miluim. Why not be mafrish to Kohen for Atzeres, for Chag HaShavuos? Why the Prisha Shiva Liyom Echadu, which is good because that was one of our problems, that we didn't want to do it for the Chag because for Sukkot whatever, because it's 7 days and we want to be mafrish for a 1 day thing, not for 7 days like Miluim's only 1 day. So great, here we have 1 day. Shavuos is only 1 day. You can mafrish 7 days for Shavuos. Why not? The more answers, Amar Rabbi Abba Danin Parachad Va'ayalachad Mi Parachad Va'ayalachad Lafuki Atzeres Dishnei Elim Ninhu. So he says, why don't we learn from Shavuos? Because we'd rather learn Avodas Yom Kippurim, right? Which is Parachad Va'ayalachad. So for Musaf, you bring one par and one aisle as the korban, and that's similar to the Miluim, where we're learning from it. Also, one par and one aisle is brought. That's why we learn Avodas Yom Kippurim from Miluim, as opposed to the Tzeres, which is Shnei Elim Ninhu, that you offer up two Elim. Therefore, it's not Dome to Miluim, which is only one aisle. And therefore, I'd rather learn Yom Kippur, which is also one aisle. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Danim Parachad V'Ayalachad Avodas Musaf a Yom Kippurim parachad vayalachad. That's Musaf. That's what you bring. And Bavodas Miluim also parachad vayalachad. Dichsiv as it says, Chachlacha Egel ben Bakar lachatas v'chule. So that's why we don't want to learn the Shavuos, because it has two elim. I ask the Gemara, fine. Hanicha lamanda amar be that on Yom Kippurim vayalachad. Fine, according to that opinion, we're going to see it's a machloikas. According to the opinion, there's only one aisle, Yom Kippur, then I can understand. Fine, one aisle, we want to keep it the same. One aisle, as the Miluim's one aisle. However, what about Elamanda Amar Shneilim Ninhu, Michael and Mamer? We're going to see now in the Brisa, there's a Shita that says that there is two Elim brought on Yom Kippur. So Mele, it's not the same anymore as the Miluim, because on Yom Kippur. So then why is that any better than Shua? Said, no, Shua's no good, two Elim. So what? Even Yom Kippur has two Elim. So in Yom Kippur, you're being mafish. So not any better. So why don't you just mafish? Why don't you just mafish for Shua's, for that matter? It's also two Elim. Okay. Let's just see Rashi before we see the Braisa. Rashi says, Ayelachayhu, Shaya, Korban Sivir, B'Yom Kippuri, Hu Amur Kan, B'Acharemos, and that the Korban Tziva, which is mentioned, we read in Parshas Acharemos on Yom Kippur. It says, "Me'etz kol adas b'nei Yisrael shnei sirei izim lechatas ve'ayel echad leola hu amur b'pinchas lemusafim." Parshas Pinchas, we read the Musafim. It also says ayel there. It's the same ayel mentioned in Acharemos and Pinchas. The same ayel. It's one ayel. That's fine. Okay, but as we said, that's not everybody agrees with. Some say that the one mentioned in Acharemos, the aisle, and the one mentioned in Pinchas are two different Eli. There's two. Therefore, again, we didn't gain anything because also Yom Kippur has two Eli. Now let's see the Braisa. The Sanya says, Rabbi Omer, Ayel Achad, Hu Hamur Kan, Hu Hamur Be Chumash HaPikudim. That, as we said, there's only one aisle, says Rabbi. The same aisle we mentioned over here in Parshas Acharemos, the same one mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, just one aisle. However, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim Heim. There's two Elim. Echad Hamur Kan, one mentioned over here in Acharemos, Ve'echad Hamur B'chumash HaPikudim in Parshas Pinchas. So it comes out to Kohen Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon again, there is two. Mele, there's no, we don't gain anything. It's not better than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Shavuos is no better. It's the same. The Yom Kippur also has two. So you're learning Yom Kippur, then you might as well learn from Shavuos to be mafish, it also has to. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara answers up and says, "Afilu teimer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon." Still, you can, even though Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon says there's two ayelim by Yom Kippur, it's true, but it's still better than you learn Yom Kippur. It's still more dome. It's more dome to miluim than Shavuos is. Why? Because hasa amchad. What's mentioned in Parshas Acharei Mos, right? That's lechovas hayom. Okay, it's not called a musaf. It's a chovas hayom, a special aisle for the day, not korban musaf. And chad that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas is musaf lemusafim. Okay, so we have an extra one for musaf. We have an aisle which is the chovas hayom. We have another extra one besides the korban tamid. We have one for musaf. Okay, that's the two. So that's lafuke the atzeres. Why the tavayu chovas hayom ninhu? Whereas by shvuas they're both chovas hayom. Okay, and so it comes out, and by miluim it's also chovas hayom. So therefore, to summarize, why is it more dome? It's because by Yom Kippur we have one for chovas hayom, and by miluim we have one for chovas hayom. So that's good. Dome. Each one has one lechovas hayom. Whereas by shvuas we have two lechovas hayom. And that's why it's not as dome. So that's why it's better to learn Yom Kippur from the Miluim, because they both have only one Chovas Hayom, as opposed to Shavuos, which has two Chovas Hayom.
What's the difference between Chovas Hayom and
Musaf? The Chovas Hayom is something that's a special. It's not nothing to do with not an addition to the Tamid. It says Milvas. When you see Rashi, Milvas Olas Tamid. It's like we have the Korban Tamid, and it's an addition to the Tamid. It's an addition. And then Chovas Hayom is not an addition to anything. It's just a special thing on its own. That's okay. Let's see Rashi now. Chasam. That's right? Yeah. Chasam. Chad l'chovas hayom. Hahud yacharei mos is chovas hayom. That's a special one. And ve'eno kari musaf. It's not musaf. As musaf implies, it's lohasif. You're adding on to the tamid. But hasam, as it says, v'lokasiv hasam milvad olas hatamid. By the mitzvah, milvado l'asam. It always says milvado besides the korban tamid. It's like an addition to the korban tamid. Can you see b'chol musafim? Right? All the musafim say that milvado l'asaboker. The mashma zem musif al davar yom biyomo. Right, adds to the thing in the day. And this is not an addition. This is a chovas hayom. It's a special thing, and therefore we don't want to. Shavuos is not as close because there's two chovas hayom. Okay. Rashi lafuk ke atzeres the tavayu chovas hayom ninu, says Rashi lachovas shnei halechem, right? That's where the two aylim are brought for the shtei halechem. Ksiv it says v'kraftem al alechem ve'ilim shnayim v'chovas hayom demiluim ayalechad who dahav. It's only one, like we said. So therefore, Yom Kippur is more dome. Only has one chovas hayom, like we said, and Shavuos has two. And therefore, we'd rather learn Yom Kippur. Okay, now we're going to try a different chag. Ve'ema, so let's learn the Hafrashas Kohen to the Rosh Hashanah. Another attempt. The Prisha Shiva Yom Echadu, you know, Rosh Hashanah Mi Torah is only one day. Again, we don't want to have a Prisha for a chag of 7 days, only for one, still good. That's why we tried Shmi Yetzeres, that's why we tried Shavuos. Well, here it's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also one day Mi Torah. So why not Poresh 7 days for one day? Right, it's also Prisha Shiva Yom Echad. And so why not? Just similar to Milim. So here that there's a pretty strong question that they ask, and that is that it's not domen. We just got through speaking about the Chovas Hayom, and that the korban for Rosh Hashanah we're going to see is a paracha na'ilechad. It's musaf. It's totally musaf. There's no Chovas Hayom b'chlal. You know, we just got through saying, well, this is one Chovas Hayom, this is two Chovas Hayom, and the Milim is one, and this is Shavuos is two. Here, it's not at all. It's all totally Musaf. So, it's what's the comparison? But so the answer is true. But the Gemara gives a different answer. You know, not that it's true. It really isn't Dome so much. They're both Musaf. But the Gemara give a different answer. Okay, so let's see it again. So, Eimel Rosh Hashanah, the preacher writes Shiva Yom Echadu. So the Gemara answers and says, "Amar Rabbi Abahu, Danin Parva Ayel Shelo." Miparim va'ayel shalot from shalot, right? Lafuke atzeres, and it's interesting, more sticks in atzeres again. But Rosh Hashanah did tzibur ninhu. So the reason why we don't want to learn on to Rosh Hashanah, and says the Gemara, it works. This answer seems to work for Shavuos also, is that the korban brought for Rosh Hashanah and for we saw Shavuos is brought mishalot. It's Mishael Tzibur. It's the Tzibur's money. Chasun the Tzibur's money. Whereas the Miluim is the Kohen brings it from his own money, from his own bank account, and also Yom Kippur as well. It's his own bank account, and therefore we'd rather learn Yom Kippur, which is brought from the Kohen's own money, to Miluim, which is Kohen's own money, and not Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, which is brought from the tzibur's money. Okay, let's see. Rashi, danin par shalo, right? The miluim, the mishalohu, right? That miluim is his own. The coin brings from his own money. The chesiva that says kach lecha ego, kach lecha, lecha, right? Your own money. Okay, v'yom kippur also nami ika par ve'ayil mishalo. It's his own, as it says bezos yavo aron elakodesh bepar be'mekar. This is his own. Lafuke atzeres and Rosh Hashanah. It's tzibur ninu. That belongs to the tzibur. Yeah, so we'll do a little bit more since it's a short amud. A little head start for tomorrow. Okay, so Gemara asks, Hanicha lemanda amar kach lecha mishalcha. Gemara says, fine, that's a good answer according to the Shita, which holds that, because since it says kach lecha, like by the miluim, so that means it's his. That it comes from his own money. However, not everybody agrees with this. Okay, and Vasei Lecha, also same type of lashon by the Chatzrosos, right? By Moshe Rabbeinu, Shikai says he should take Shtei Chatzrosos Kesef, as Rashi says, Kamo Vasei Lecha Shtei Chatzrosos Kesef. That's also Lecha, Mishalcha, fine. Ela Lamanda Amar Mishal Tzibur, however, not everybody agrees with this. There is a sheet that would say that even though it says Kach Lecha, it doesn't mean bring of your own money. It's still you bring from the Tzibur's own money. Mai Kalameimar. So now, again, your answer is not a good answer, right? The whole answer was, oh, we don't learn Rosh Hashanah because that's a tzibur's money, as opposed to the miluim, whatever. We see miluim, not that, it's also the tzibur's money, even though it says kach lecha. So now we're going to bring this source, and we'll finish with this. Bring the source, this brisa, where we see this machloikas of whether it has to be your money or not. The sanya, as it says in the brisa, kach lecha, what does that mean, mishalcha? Take care of your own money. And also when it says vasei lecha, it also means mishalcha, your own money. But when it says, for example, vikhu eilecha, that's mishal tzibur, that's the tzibur's money. That's the very Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, so that was the first sheet. When it says lechak lecha, means yours. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, this is the one we were asking from. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, bein kach lecha, bein vikhu eilecha, it doesn't matter. Even if it says kach lecha, it still means mishal tzibur. Ah, yuma talmud lomar kach lecha. So then, why does it say to change this lashon? Why does it say v'ichu alech? Why does it say kach lecha? If it doesn't mean that you're supposed to take your own from your own money, so it's just telling me like a drash. Kiviyachol mishalcha ani rotzei yoter mishalehem. That in other words, the gabe the ktoret, right? That if Kilo Kodesh Baruch was saying, you know, Moshe, if I could have it, I'd rather it come from you. That it should be yours. Kiviyachol mishalcha ani rotzei. I prefer that, but it's not shayach, so therefore you have to take shalahem. But I'd really prefer if you, that's what kach lecha means. Not he take it from his own money; it's a tzibur's money. But this means I'd rather, if I could, I'd rather it be from you, Moshe Rabbeinu, because I'm not so happy with Kol Yisrael. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Kiviyachol, ani shamati. Rashi, imayat tzibur yachol litkaper b'shal yachid. Like we said, and if it could be that the tzibur would be able to litkaper yachid, then mishalcha yitirutze. The box scores. I'd rather have it yours, Moshe Rabbeinu. But what can you do? Vani Omer, the lefisha davar kashahu lo marsha kodesh baruch hu cuts the Yisrael Omer kiviyachol. Another pshat he says is that what does kiviyachol mean? Kiviyachol like saying that it's really hard for us to say that the kodesh baruch hu is he is disgusted with Klal Yisrael. So therefore, that's when we use this connotation of kiviyachol. It's like it's hard for us to say that by this by a kodesh baruch hu, but. Kolomar al kocheinu yomar kein. He would really not like. We'd really rather not say that, but what can you do? Kilu efshar lomar kein v'chein kol kiviyachol shebeshas. Every time in shas, it's like, rather not say it, but okay. Now back to the Braisa. We have another shita. Abachana namar mishum Rabbi Elazar kasuv echad omer masei lacha aronetz, and that's mashma that you should make the iron from your own money. Vechasuv echad omer veasu aronetz, plural lashon. See, that's mashma that that's zebra's money. Haketz, that's a stira. Is it yours or the zebra's? So the answer is Khan, when it says asu, the plural, the tzibur, that bisman shisrael osin ritzono shamako. Then it's called, it's just a matter of not where the money's coming from, a matter of who it's called, al shem mi. So when they're doing the ratzon of the makom, of Hashem's ratzon, so then it's called, the aron's called al shem the tzibur. The Khan, when it says asisa, that's bisman shein osin ritzono shamako. That's after the chet ha'egel. After the chet ha'egel, the Hashem was not so happy with Klal Yisrael, therefore he named the Aaron Al-Shem Moser. That's the difference in Lashon. Okay, it's finished up last. Rashi, Bizman, Shehein, Osin, Ritzon, Shomakom, Nikret, Havoda, Al-Shmam. Then it's called the Voda that was made in the making the Aaron is called in their name.